السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، الحمد لله. We start again discussing the one of the attributes, most beautiful attributes and names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, knowing about the attributes of Allah is knowing Allah. And the best or the only way to know about Allah is through Allah and through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah tells us about His names. That's how we get to know Him. And these names has a meanings and has an effect in our lives. Through understanding this, the meaning and the name, and see how it is around us, manifested around us and within us, then we get to know more about Allah. We get to know more about ourselves and relationship between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, today the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be Al-Ghafoor. Al-Ghafoor. And this is a name that is very close to us and dear to us, because maghfirah means to protect, to cover and protect. And because of who we are as human being, that we make mistakes and we commit sin, this name is very close to us. When Adam alayhi salam and his wife ate from the tree, what did they say? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسْنَا فَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. You know, oh Allah, we commit injustice to ourselves. If you do not have maghfirah upon us and mercy upon us, we will be from among those who are losers. So here is the maghfirah, came in the very beginning after the sin was committed. Adam alayhi salam asked for this maghfirah, asked for what he done to be covered. Okay, and then the mercy comes. And this is how the maghfirah is. The maghfirah comes after af and before rahmah. The maghfirah comes after af and before rahmah. So if we are committing, if we're not careful, we'll fall into sin. And once we are falling into sin, what we hope for is the afu of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, what do we say? وَعَفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. We ask and say, Allah, فَعَفُ عَنَّا. Oh Allah, have afu on us. That's first afu. وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا, and have wafran upon us. وَارْحَمْنَا, and have rahmah on us. So here is the three. What is the afu? The afu is, afa al-athar is to completely take away the evidence and the mark of the matter that happened. As if when you look at it, you don't see it anymore. You don't see or realize something happened, period. It is gone. Afa al-athar meaning took away the footsteps of whatever happened. Okay, if someone is walking on the sand, and after he walked, You do something to take away the mark of his footsteps on the sand, so we look as if no one has passed by here. That's af. Maghfira, it is the sin will be there, but it is covered. But it is covered. Okay? Now, rahma is, it is covered and covered and covered on you, but it might be exposed, and now you need the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even before it's exposed, you need the mercy of Allah, so you will not be punished for this sin that eventually came out. So, the ghufra is the helmet that is put on the head of a person's head for protection in the battlefield. Okay, the helmet is the ghufra. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for maghfira all the time. Because we constantly are, or not necessarily constantly, but we are in a way of sin with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to ask Allah to forgive him 100 times a day. And when would he ask Allah to forgive him? Immediately after the prayer. So here is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has no sins. And he prays to Allah, he had the best of prayer, the best of connection to Allah. And immediately after he's done, he says, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. So here is the maghfirah, and the scholars tell us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for maghfirah at that particular time because he could not give what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserved in a way of prayer. Because it's impossible for a human being can do that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves so much, and your incapability of giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which Allah deserves, therefore you are asking Allah to forgive you for your disability to be able to do that. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us that Allah is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. If you love Allah, okay, follow me, and Allah will love you, forgives your sins, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, will cover your sins for you, وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, and Allah غَفُورٌ وَرَحِيمٌ. Okay? So we find the maghfirah and the rahmah together. Okay? So you need the rahmah after you committed the sin. After even it is covered, but the rahmat is needed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us that when we swear, okay, لا يؤخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم. Allah does not take you accountable for the لغو في أيمانكم. You swear a lot, but you don't quite mean it. This is لغو, right? Like, you know, you say, wallahi this, wallahi is that, and things like that. And it could be serious matter that you're using the name of Allah, swearing that you, about certain things and so forth, but it's lagu. But Allah says, Allah will not, you know, hold you accountable in that. But Allah will hold you accountable on what? مَا كَسَبَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. That's what your heart earns. Meaning, what you bring your heart thinking about, determining intention toward, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold you accountable for. Wallahu ghafurun halim. And Allah is ghafur and halim. Allah ghafur halim. Halim is, here is forbearance, meaning the one that keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps coming and have so much patience for you. So he is ghafur, he's covering for you, but he is halim. He's keep covering and keep covering and keep covering, okay. But then when you are doing too much here, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be ghafoor and rahim. So you'll find the word the attribute ghafoor is with halim, and ghafoor was rahim. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ghafir al-dham, qabil al-tawb, shadid al-iqab, بالطول شديد العقاب غافر الذنب قابل التوب شديد العقاب بالطول that here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala غافر الذنب is the one that covers the ذنب. Huh? But then what after the ذنب is covered for you, what do you need to do? Is that what it is? Is it when you that's why we're saying it is so close to us. When your ذنب is covered, you reach the solution here? No. قابل التوب. You need to go and ask Allah for tawbah. You need to come back to Allah. Okay? And then Allah says what? شديد العقاب. He's the one who punishes severely. Okay? So when your ذنب is covered, that's the mercy of Allah upon you, but you need to come to Allah and ask Allah to keep coming back to Allah. So hopefully this ذنب will become in the afu. When it is taken away and there is no mark, it is done as if nothing happened. But you don't just sit there. And that name is so close to us that you have to be very careful because we might get used to it. When the young man was caught stealing at the time of Umar radiallahu anhu and his hand got cut off, his mother came running and said, before he cut his hand off, this is, wallahi, this is the first time he did it. He never stole before. Umar radiallahu anhu was answered her in his fitrah, from his fitrah saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too merciful to cause him to be caught from the first time. Because Allah is ghafir al-zam. See, Allah covers the them. So there is no way that this young man stole the first time and then Allah did not cover for him. Impossible. Because he's exposed, it shows that he had done it before. And after his hand was cut off, he was asked. Yeah, it was many, many times before. He did steal many, many times before. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered for him. But now Allah exposed him. And might Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might threaten to expose you and expose you in a slight way. So you come back quickly. Okay. And when Allah loves you and you are on the path, Allah hits you harder. So you can come back quickly. Because you're too precious. Because you're the one, you have a lot of things to do in the way of Allah. Okay? You're not the one who that Allah will cover for you and just leave you there and cover for you again and again and again. No, Allah will wake you up immediately. You are too precious here to go away from the path. The one who is weak and not doing much, Allah keep covering for him. Okay. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith al-Qudsi, the earth is saying, O Allah, command me, I'll open up and swallow Ibn Adam. He takes your rizq and prevents your thanks. He's not thankful. And the earth is angry, saying, oh, ask me, Allah, I'm jealous that Ibn Adam is taken from you, from me, from the gift that you're giving him, I'm not thanking you enough. I'll open up and swallow the son of Adam. And the skies are angry, saying, Ya Allah, the son of Adam is taking your gifts and preventing your thanks. Ask me, Ya Allah, command me, I'll open up and destroy the son of Adam. I'll send Kisaf upon him to destroy him. Okay? And the mountains and so forth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Hadith al-Qudsi, Da'uni wa ibadi, leave me alone with my servant. Da'uni wa ibadi. Okay? In asawni, fa'ana habibuhum. In ata'uni fa'ana habibuhum. If they obey me, I am their beloved ones and they are my beloved ones. Wa in asawni, and if they disobey me, fa'ana tabibuhum. I am the one who gives them the cure. I am the one who gives them the cure. I am their doctor, if you tabib. You know, tabib is the one that brings the cure. Allah say, "Ana tabibhum." Now, if they are disobeying me, "Ana tabibhum." I am the one who knows how to get them back in the bath, and I will deal with them. So Allah deal with us in different ways. Okay, There is one that needs to be covered on for a long time. Okay? And if the one is not insisting, okay, he will be covered on for a long time. Because Allah is most merciful. Okay? Then if he loses energy to get on the path, Allah will pave the path for him so he can get on the path. See? Allah will pave the path for him so he can get on the path. Rasulullah ﷺ describes this to us, that a man will do the work, seems to be doing the work of a person of hellfire, but he's destined to go to Jannah. And so before he dies, Allah will take his hand to do the work of the people of Jannah, so he'll enter Jannah. What does that mean? That means he seems to be doing the work of the people of hellfire. But Allah knows he is from the people of Jannah. How? He is trying to do the work of the people of Jannah. He's trying hard to do so. Okay? So Allah keeps covering him. And he might lose energy at the end, close to the end of his life. And he's trying to. His intention is so good. But maybe it's the circumstances around him. The environment around him is not helping. And he's trying. So at the end, Allah will change the environment around him so he will really do the work of people of Jannah. He'll enter Jannah. Okay, that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dealing with this person according to his ability and his intention, his heart. And Allah has lots of mercy upon him to take him and keep cover on him and take him into Jannah at the end. This is, I said this story a few times before. People I know that they were talking about someone in a different country that they know and their relatives. And they're saying about how drunken of a person he is. And, you know, gets drunk and so forth, and people take care of him and still gets drunk. So the tongue got a little loose about him. So I said, you know, if you don't want to help him, okay, you know, if you don't, he's drunk and so forth, okay, may Allah guide him. If you want to make dua for him, make dua for him. But don't talk about him. You never know, you know who he is with Allah. Okay? Few months later, they told me that he died. I said, what happened to him? They said, people would take him into their homes, related to him. When he reached a homeless situation here. And so, but when he gets drunk and so forth, they say, no, you cannot stay with us. And they push him out. Eventually, nobody wanted him. Period. Okay? So he was literally homeless. So he thought he would go to the masjid. He went to the masjid. And now he thought he will do some work while he's allowed to sleep there. So he started cleaning up the masjid. And he thought how shameful it would be if he goes to drink and come to the masjid. So he stopped drinking. And that was his life now. He was known now as the caretaker of the masjid. Okay? So Allah changed the environment around him and brought him to the masjid. Now he's doing the best of deeds. Is that a coincidence? No, he deserved that. He deserves that he would do the best of deeds. Okay? And Allah took him in that situation because he was near death. He did not know it, but he was near death. And he was going in the back of the masjid in a trench to get some water. He fell on his face and drowned. So Allah took him with the best of deeds and the best of way. He's trying to get water for the masjid and drowns. That is a way of martyrism as well, and so forth. So Allah would deal with such a person such way. In another way, a person who's in the path of Allah doing a lot of work, if he, you know, think about, you know, go deviating and falls a little bit because he is so precious with Allah, Allah will get him right away and wake him up with something quickly, so he realizes and get back to Allah. Okay? Because he is an asset in this path here. And Allah will not take him, let him go astray for a longer time, and Allah wants him back quickly. Okay? So one would be sickness, would be what keeps him in the path. So Allah will keep him sick, so he'll stay in the path. One, health is what keeps him in the path. Allah will keep him healthy, so he'll be in the path, on the path. One, poverty, it keeps him in the path. Allah keeps him poor and keeps him in the path. One, being rich, what keeps him in the path, and on and on and on. The man who came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to give me wealth." Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "No, it's better for you to be this way." They called him what? The pigeon of the masjid. You know what the pigeon of the masjid is? A pigeon, what is a pigeon? A pigeon always comes back to where it nests. Never says, "I'll go fly everywhere," but comes back. Okay, so he said, Rasulullah Sallallahu called him the pigeon and the companion. He's a pigeon of the masjid. Okay, he will go around and so, but he comes back, and this is always find him there. This is his home. Rasulullah did not want to make dua for him, for him to his wealth to increase. And we know the story. Finally, he insisted, and since Muhammad made dua for him, Allah has given him wealth. He had a couple of sheep, so now he does not come to the masjid as often because he had business to attend to now. Now the business got bigger, so he took the sheep and away from the masjid. Far away, okay? Because now he needs more pasture now to use. And now he does not come to the masjid at all. Now he came to the point that he did not pay the zakah for the sheep that he had. Okay? Now from being a pigeon to in the masjid all the time, of being someone who is, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam refused even to take zakah from him. Okay? Of a borderline, a person out of Islam now. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover for us. Okay? قُلْ لِعِبَادِي إِنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Okay? That say, وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي الْعَذَابُ no. أَنَّ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. نعم. That tell my servant, I am the one who is غفور, that covers on you. And protect you of your sins, and Ar-Rahim, have mercy upon you. Okay, and also tell them, indeed, my punishment is al-Adhab al-Aleem. The punishment is the Adhab that is so harmful or so painful. Okay, this is Allah. This is the Maghfirah. Okay, this is how we take the Maghfirah. Okay, we know what Allah is covering for us. We all know. Each one of us sitting here now, you know what Allah is covering for you. Because we are all sinful. Okay? Okay. Now you know that you need to do something about it. Okay? The Israelites, when they came out of Egypt, and Allah said, "I will forgive you." Okay? I will punish you all. Except, and Allah made exception. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمَلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. Okay? So the punishment is coming. First, Allah will cover for you. If you keep insisting, now the punishment is coming. Except, you taba, you go back to Allah. Okay? You repent and go back to Allah. And then Allah says, وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. You think it would be the other way around. You be a believer, you'll do the good deed, and then you make tawbah, and then you know, and so forth. No. No. See, you are being covered by Allah. If you insist on it, the punishment is coming, and now the punishment is there, but the exception is now is you have to do action. You have to admit that you made a mistake. And what you have is covered by Allah, and this bounty from Allah on you, and do not take it for granted. Do not take it for granted. And say, now Allah, I'm coming close to you, Allah. And please forgive me, Allah, and take this sin completely, Allah. Okay? But now what you need to do? You need to be a believer. You need to act like a believer. You need to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what put you in trouble first is, you're away from Allah, that's how you slip. If you're close to Allah, you will not slip the slip that you slipped, and you did not need the maghfirah of Allah. So you need to come to Iman. Okay? Come to worship in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the active work and do the good deeds. Okay? We know what the Israelites did to Musa alayhi salam. So Allah said the punishment is coming except to those amana wa amila salihan thumma taba wa amana amila salihan thumma ihtada. And after you think that after all of that you're not guided, thumma ihtada, then he became guided. You understand? You think that you made tawbah and you are now acting like a believer and now you're doing the good deeds. Isn't this you already guided? No, Allah says thumma ihtada. Thumma here meaning it takes a period of time. Thumma meaning afterwards, and then. Thumma means and then. But thumma means and then that has a long period of time. The fa in Arabic means immediately. You know, amatahu fa akbara. He caused him to die. Fa akbara meaning immediately put him in the grave. Thumma idha sha'a anshara. Then when Allah wishes thumma, then Allah bring him into the day of judgment. So between death and the grave is the fa. Because once you die, you go to the grave immediately. But between the death and coming back resurrection, there is thumma. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, here, you repent, you go to Allah, repent to Allah, taba, and then amana, believe, and then amala saliha, do the good deed, and then thumma ihtada, then guided. That means you continue in doing this. You stay and stay and stay on the path in doing this. Now you are guided. Now you are guided. So, maghfirah is a blessing from Allah, but you are on the edge. Maghfirah is a blessing from Allah, but you are on the edge. The sin is covered, but it is still there, and it's still covered. You want the sin to be taken away, so when you take that cover, you do not find the sin. It disappears. Okay? So when it is covered, you know that you are on the edge and it could be uncovered. But it's from the mercy of Allah to be covered so we can, you know, think about, give us, can you imagine if every time you commit a sin you are exposed? Okay? You will lose hope. You will lose hope quickly. Okay? What hope is there? Every time you commit a sin, it is right there. Everybody knows it. So might as well just forget it. Forget, you know, going, you know, in the path period. But the maghfirah is a blessing from Allah to keep covering on you. But when you know that when you start being uncovered, you know that you have gone too far. When you start being uncovered, you know that you have gone too far. You know that you are not worthy to be covered anymore. You know that exposing you is the way now to get you back on the path. Exposing you is the way to get you back on the path. Okay? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us maghfirah, and also remember that we have the qualities and the attributes that Allah put in us from Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we also have maghfirah. How do we practice this maghfirah? Okay? We need to practice this amongst each other. So if Allah puts you in a path of a person, a brother, that he has a fault, you need to cover it for him. And Allah encouraged us that if you cover a fault of a brother in this life, Allah will cover your fault in the day of judgment. Okay? You covered on him so he's not exposed in this life. So Allah will cover you and you will not be exposed in the hereafter when the matter really means so much. So, if Allah wishes, Allah will expose others. Okay? Any way that he wish, or anyone, at any way he wishes. But you could be tested by Allah putting you through to be exposed to somebody's fault, and now Allah will see how you're going to pass this test. Are you going to expose it? Then he becomes a loser because his fault is exposed, but you become a loser as well, because you're going to expose a fault of someone that Allah will expose your fault eventually. So don't be the one that be responsible for exposing sins of others. Okay? And you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover the sins for you. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when those who would come to him and try to admit and commit, you know, confess to something that they have done, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged them not to talk about it. If it has a hudud and so forth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would encourage them not to talk about it. Not to talk about it. And keep it between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will cover it for them. And Allah will forgive them. Again, Allah brings the maghfirah. And then, or the tawbah. Okay? And maghfirah and rahmah. Okay, the tawbah is taking the sin, al-afu. We ask for al-afu. Okay, and we ask for al-maghfirah and we ask for al-rahmah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mawlana. He is the one who is a caretaker for us. Okay, a caretaker for us. So we ask Allah and we say, wa'afu anna, wa'afir lana, warhamna, anta mawlana, fansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. So, we are, all of us, the one who is really fortunate from us, the one that his sin is being, af was done to it, so it's taken away. So some of us right here could be sinless at this moment. The af, Allah has already wiped it off. And most of us are the one that the maghfirah is upon us. But we need to do, what we need to do is to reach al-afu by working hard to get close to Allah, become believers, meaning do tawbah and go to Allah and do the good deeds and stay on the path and continue on the path. Because there is no guarantee, we can always slip. So we ask Allah to keep us on the path and help us to stay on the path. Or first, to get us on the path, to keep us on it and staying on it. And inshallah, if you would like, inshallah, please. Not if you would like, please go ahead and start, inshallah. Do you have the microphones, inshallah?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Just two points from my memory. I don't know where I read it, but some of the tafsir said that وَعَفُوا عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. It's time bases مغفرة, time bases things, that all the sins we have done in the past, oh Allah, forget, take it away. It's like you are everything done in the past, may Allah take it away completely, which is erase it completely and cover what we are doing now. All the sins we are doing it now, please cover it. And warhamna, keep us away from falling in sins in the future. That because we are impossible to be sinless. So we are asking Allah for make afu for all the sins we have done before and cover what we are doing now and prevent us in the future from falling in the sin. Wallahu alam. I mean, this is one of the things. But the ultimate one is the afu, inshallah. And the other thing is, subhanallah, I was reading today that the malaika حول العرش الذين حملت العرش ومن حوله يستغفرون للذين آمنوا يعني they ask مغفرة for those believers and believers pay attention that they are asking for believers. It's a great when you think about it that the ملائكة who are carrying the throne of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and around it.
Paying attention to you. Yes.
Huh? Yeah.
They are paying attention to you.
Right. And also not only this, they are asking for the believers. Mm-hmm. That even the believers are not, those have a free pass. That they need the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us maghfirah. May Allah make us among them, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum.
Yeah, this one, it looks like this tawbah is a continuous process. It's not you do one, it's over.
Yeah. Yes.
Mankind keep on committing sins. Mm-hmm. And then there's sins that we do with the people, like Hukukul Ibad and Hukukullah. Mm-hmm. So I read somewhere that Allah Ta'ala forgive sins toward Him, but for when you have done misjustice or to the people, mm-hmm. you have to go through maybe the punishment will be in the hereafter, and will that be, to get forgiven for that, either his good deeds will be taken away, given to the one against whose misjustice was done.
The matter could be settled at the day of judgment if the other person would like to settle it. So Allah will give him the right to settle it. And then if it is settled, fine. If he insists of taking sins from him and putting it on the person, Allah will do so. If he insists of taking good deeds from the other person to him, Allah will grant him that as well until the matter is settled. It is scary, yes. Alaykum salam. No. We are recording this, so we're
going to record. Alaykum. I was going to say, isn't coming back to Allah and asking tawbah is a testimony of faith?
Mm-hmm.
In itself is a worship.
Mm-hmm.
Asking from Allah rather mm-hmm. than being losing hope in Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is that in itself is a testimony of faith, yes. And Allah loves that that a person comes back to Him and asks for His help.
Yes. Yes.
Actually, there is a hadith about that. Mm. Everybody was on earth, does not commit
sinless,
any sin.
Yes.
Sinless, Allah will replace him with people who are sinning and asking for forgiveness, and then mm-hmm. Allah grant them forgiveness. Yes. That's right.
And Allah loves His servant coming back to Him. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, more than a man, lost his camel in the middle of the desert with everything on it. And then he finds the camel. And then from his joy, he would say, "Oh, thank you, Allah. I am your Lord and you are my servant." Meaning he will make a mistake in because of his excitement. Okay, instead of saying, "Oh Allah, I am your servant and you are my Lord," he would make that mistake. So Allah is happier with his servant coming back to him more than this man finding his camel in the middle of the desert after he was about to die.
It's a sin, the Sagira and Kabira, if you can say something on that, and what's the difference between them and how will they be judged and punished?
Well, the Zira rule is, Wallahu A'lam, La Kabira ma'a istighfar, wa la Sagira ma'a israr. There is no big sin with istighfar, when you ask forgiveness. The big sin goes away. And there is no small sin when you insist on it. So if it's a small sin and you insist on it, it becomes a big sin. So both, they have to go together. Okay? You do not lose hope when if you commit a big sin, you do not lose hope. And with istighfar, the big sin is gone. But do not have so much hope and be careless with small sin and say it is too small anyway. And the repetition and the insistence on the small sin makes it a big sin in itself. Wallahu a'lam. Are we done? Okay. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullah khairan.